Today is 28th of November, 1969. It is the day after Thanksgiving. And it's probably Thanksgiving home. And I certainly wish you a very, very joyous Thanksgiving. Mine was rather nice. Nothing special. I was planning to take the day off yesterday, and I had most of the day off, except in the afternoon I went to the Tiki Hut Service Club here at Canto Airfield, and I was a judge. They had a float contest, you know, and they had three floats that the men had made up, and they were rather cute, and I was one of the judges, and we had three other commanders, I guess, and myself. Not that I consider myself a commander, however. And then I did manage to get dinner about 6:30, for which I was most grateful. I was very hungry. I had not eaten a meal all day. And then I retired quite early. It has been a full week for me. You're probably surprised I'm making a tape on Thursday and not my usual Sunday. Friday, I'm sorry, today is Friday. I thought I would make one today in case I didn't get a chance this weekend. I have big plans for the weekend. Uh-huh. Getting back to the past week, last Sunday, after I talked with you, I caught a plane up to Long Bend. I had planned to stay there all day Monday and return on Tuesday morning. However, I managed to stay there until Wednesday, late afternoon, and I returned here Wednesday evening. I was there Monday, and then Tuesday, Jane and Betty thought they would like to visit Lyke, which is going to be the new service club opening. We're having a club open there on the 14th of December, and since Beth was out of the office, no one would have been in the office, so Jane asked me would I cover while they went on a field trip, and I said okay. I mean, like, what else could I say, right? She's only my boss. So I stayed there Tuesday, and then Wednesday I couldn't get a flight out in the morning, so I had to wait till late afternoon. But I managed to keep very busy. Jane gave me a few things to do. One of them was to put down the furniture that would furnish a service club, you know, room by room. This meant everything from air conditioners to ashtrays. So I did that, and then I made up another proposed budget for a grant of $3,000 to furnish things in a service club, that kind of thing. So I managed to get them done before I left. It was nice to go to Long Bend. My room up there is that transit room that I had been living in when I was there, and the only thing about that room is it's so full of bugs. It's got cockroaches. You know, I have bugs down here. I have ants and I have lizards and a few other things, but up there, the place is just crawling with cockroaches all over, and there's nothing worse than trying to go to bed with cockroaches, you know? It turns me off. I don't have them here, and I'm real careful about any food that I have, you know, make sure it's tightly secured. Anyway, so I was pleased to come back to my other room down here. It was nice up there because usually after work, Jane or Betty would have us over, you know, the three of us, to their trailer for a drink or two. And because they don't realize, well, I'm sure they do, Duchess. They have it very nice. Now, they live in trailers, both of them, not in the same trailer. And of course, they have air conditioning and refrigerators and nice furniture and things like that. And this is nice because you can have a cold drink or whatever. I don't have that here. I haven't had a refrigerator in months, you know, or access to one. I've never had one in Vietnam, but I did have access to a refrigerator at Bearcat. But since leaving there, I don't have one. And again, I think I'm fortunate in that I drink so much hot tea that I don't really miss cold drinks, which I may have one a day, you know. So that was Wednesday. That brought me down to Wednesday evening. And when I came back, I went to the service club here. I had borrowed some things for them. They wanted a sewing machine, a portable one, which I borrowed. And I secured a desk lamp for myself. I don't have any light where I work at the AG building. There are no lights, and the only light we have is the sunlight, the daylight. And some mornings, at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's still a bit dark. And I have to wait till about 7:30 before I can see anything. It's crazy. This whole tour is crazy, I'll tell you. What else did I bring back? A lot of papers and administrative things. Okay, now, that was Wednesday, and Thursday I told you I had most of yesterday off. I slept late. That was nice. I like to sleep late once in a while. And went to bed fairly early last night. And today, I took off very early this morning. Well, let's just say I went out to the airport. I was out there before 7:30. And I had anticipated getting the courier that leaves here every morning to go to Vinh Long, which is only about a 10-minute flight. That's all it is. And the courier got fouled up somehow. And I was at the airport from 7:30 to 10 o'clock this morning, which gave me plenty of time to read the newspaper. I just sat around reading the paper, and then I finally got a flight out on an otter about 10 o'clock, and I went to Vinh Long to visit with the two new gals at Vinh Long. They're not new in country, but they're new to Vinh Long and new to the Delta. One is the acting club director, Karen Hogdahl, and the other one is Anita Foylan, who has been here about 2 weeks. Karen just came down a few days ago. Anyway, I stayed with them all day up until 4 o'clock. It gave me a chance to visit with a couple of the commanders. And I returned here. They laid on a chopper especially for me. I asked the commander if he'd please get me a ride out of there because I hadn't planned to stay overnight. Usually I do. And I came back here about 4:30 or so, and I went to see Colonel Sandlin, who is the Commandant CO at Eakin Compound here, to see about my quarters, and he told me that they are going to give me, there'll be two room stretches, but there's another girl supposed to come down here who will be Department of the Army civilian working for Cords. I think she'll be a secretary or something, I don't know. Anyway, he has to provide for her too. And they're building this new building for PIO. I think I told you about this before. That's Public Information Office, which is maybe half a dozen blocks or so down, maybe a little more than that. Anyway, we'll have two rooms on the third floor, and we'll each have our own bedroom, which will be real nice, but we will have to keep cots or something available or when they have female correspondents coming through, because the PIO building is strictly for correspondents, and a lot of them are transit people coming through writing articles and things of that nature. So they're expecting these rooms to be ready by the 15th of December, but I'll believe it when I see it. So I had a little discussion with him about that, and then I went over and spoke to the CPF officer, Central Post Fund officer. There's a meeting, and I better write some of these dates down. I have a dozen dates in my head that I haven't put down on paper yet. There's a meeting I should attend on the 5th of December, which is Friday. Oh, so anyway, then I got back home about 5:30, 5:45, and I just was so tired, and I don't know why I'm tired. I haven't done a great deal, but in fact, this has been the shortest week I've had in a long, long time. And I do not plan on working tomorrow. This is how the weekend is going to take place. Originally, Duchess, I was going down on Sunday night. I was going to spend an evening with Charmaine Lake. She's the club director down at USAHAC Service Club, Tonsonute. And Charmaine's a real fine person. And For months now, she has been asking me to come to Saigon for a weekend. And of course, Betty and Jane go almost every weekend. Maybe one weekend out of a month, they won't go to Saigon. You know, they know Saigon very well because they live there. So anyhow, I've been saying, yes, I'll come one time, you know, and I never got there, Duchess. I usually work half a day Saturday, and then I do a few chores of my own, and, you know, I don't get an awful lot of free time, and when I do have free time, I'm too tired to go. So anyhow, I said I would come down, and Charmaine told me she has a plane ride, a chopper ride, or fixed wing, I don't know, to Da Nang. And Da Nang is supposed to be very popular for its resort area, you know, its white beaches and all this. And she asked me to go along, which would mean I'd have to be there very early on Sunday morning. I think they're leaving about 7:30. So I said, well, okay, maybe I'll come down Saturday night. I figured I'd work a half a day Saturday, you know, and get down there late afternoon, catch a plane down. Well, and Charmaine said, why don't you come in the afternoon, Ann, and we can go out in the evening. So this thing just grew, Duchess. Actually, Charmaine has a date Saturday night, and I didn't want her to change any of her plans. So I called my friend Bill Carter. You know that crazy man I told you about? That was that Bearcat. And he's down there now, and he got transferred to Saigon. Of course, he's a real Don Juan, and he knows everybody in Saigon or every place, you know, and he has a membership card to all the big places and all this stuff. Anyway, I had told Bill that one time I would come down. He's asked me many times, but I told him he has to stay sober and no shenanigans, you know, because he gets miserable when he gets drunk. He really does. Anyhow, he's promised to be on good behavior. And I called him the other day, and I said, Bill, you owe me a date. And he said, yes, I do. He said, when are you coming? And I said, well, I thought I'd come for Saturday evening. And he said, oh, Annie, come in the morning, he said, and we'll go to the Circus Boutique for lunch. Well, the Circus Boutique, Duchess, is a very exclusive place.